Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? It's very easy. Go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I wanted to talk some Commanders football here.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Baldinger made some waves when he made a comment on a tweet from at NFL underscore stats that was hyping up Carson Wentz about...
I'm just laughing.
Jason's favorite topic.
No, I'm just laughing about the topic.
Off-season Carson Wentz stories.
Carson Wentz, look, he's starting quarterback here. You're going to talk about him a lot, especially heading into...
I mean, I think the only person who talks positive about Carson Wentz is the guy who's not here.
He does love this for Carson Wentz.
Everybody else who talks about Wentz so far in the offseason has been negative, but we'll see.
So NFL stats, they were praising Carson Wentz for the fact that he had crossed like a yardage threshold with, I think, no single wideout having more than 500 yards of receiving. He passed for 4,000 plus yards. And Brian Baldinger basically responded with, okay, those are meaningless stats. Let me know when Carson Wentz does something in the postseason. Hmm. When he does something, this is where, you know, quarterbacks are measured in the postseason. The guy has 9 postseason snaps in his career. Mm. He's done nothing postseason wise to, you know, for me to hype the guy up. So do you agree? Do you agree that people are just spitting out meaningless stats when
it comes
to Carson Wentz?
Yeah, because you can pick apart stats. I mean, a quarterback, especially a quarterback who's making $30 million a year, close mm-hmm. to it, should be judged on certainly getting his team to the playoffs and then what he does in the playoffs. But yeah, you could pick apart the stats. I mean, his stats aren't great. He's had a couple nice years, but this year it's gonna be, can you get us to the playoffs?
Got to get him to the playoffs. I'll say this in Carson Wentz's defense. It does seem, and I don't know what else they're going to say, it does seem like the organization's behind him.
Well, they better be.
The coaching staff likes what they've seen so far in meaningless OTAs and meaningless mini camps. They love his arm. Scott Turner said there's a lot of different things he's capable of doing. Obviously, very skilled player. You see him out of practice. He's a big physical guy. He can really push the ball down the field. Those are things we already knew.
That's true. But if they really loved him, they would have torn up his deal and they would have helped their own salary cap numbers by extending his deal down the road a few years. It's conditional love.
Correct.
It's conditional love hinging on what he does this upcoming season.
Yes.
Because if he's a dud and he falls on his face and doesn't lead this team to the playoffs or get them close,
they're probably moving on.
They're going to be looking elsewhere in the quarterback market.
Well, at least he knows he's going to have Terry McLaurin ready to rock and roll.
Right.
So he didn't have him in these OTAs and minicamps, mm-hmm. but he's going to have him when it matters the most in the regular season. The question is, will your boy Curtis Samuel get off the old FUBAR list?
He's staying on
that
list.
He's still there with the Udvar FUBAR Hazy.
He's going to stay on that list until I see him play in, what's a good number? I think if he plays in 4 consecutive regular season games, I'll consider taking him off the
FUBAR list.
I think you
can update it, though. I think Jason's mic is working.
Yeah, but it's spotty. So it's going to stay on here. There's not a lot of fantasy football. This is a fantasy football FUBAR list. There's only 2 NFL players on here.
I mean, you've got Bruce the Hugger on there.
Well, have you heard some of his calls lately? I mean, he's going to be a permanent fixture. But, I mean, the fact that they're already going easy with Curtis Samuel in the OTAs. Like, he was
troubling.
Sidelined. And look, if you believe the coaching staff, out of an abundance of caution, why would you push him into the red for an OTA workout? You want him there for regular season games. So if you're just being cautious, I get that. I understand it. But it's alarming coming off his first year here in Washington.
Well, CBS Sports, I believe, just dubbed Carson Wentz the Washington Commanders' most overvalued player.
I mean, you
it's all going to be what happens during the regular season. Does he take the Commanders to the playoffs? Because I do think, even though Carson Wentz downplays, I do think it's his last chance as a starter.
This is kind of crazy, and I know if we've thrown this out there before, but since Ron Rivera has taken over the Commanders' head coaching position,
yep.
Wentz is the seventh starting. Now, one of those was Garrett Gilbert, who was filling in for Heinicke, or okay. Heinicke maybe had COVID.
Right.
But that was one start. But this is the seventh starting quarterback in 3 years. Seven.
Yeah, this is not what...
That is crazy.
When Ron Rivera was getting wooed by the Washington brass in the front office, there's no way he could have envisioned having such a churn at quarterback.
I mean, there's no team
that's even... Part of that's on him.
There's no team in the NFL that's even close to seven starting quarterbacks in 3 years.
I wouldn't think so.
They could have drafted Justin Herbert. They didn't. I'm not saying that conventional wisdom was draft Justin Herbert,
crazy.
But in retrospect, they could have drafted a quarterback. Could have drafted Tua.
Could have drafted
the Chase Young.
Either one. They were willing to give Haskins an extended look. It wound up not being beneficial.
I don't
obviously.
And if you want to extend it back a year before, in Jay Gruden's last year,
yeah.
The year before Ron, they've had nine in 4 years. Because Colt McCoy and Case Keenum.
Right.
Think about that. Nine starting quarterbacks.
It's not a recipe for success.
And they haven't even started the fourth year yet. That's nuts.
I don't understand Baldy's criticism of Wentz. For the only thing that makes a quarterback good is how he performs in the playoffs. Well, I would say Justin Herbert's pretty good. He hasn't even taken one snap in the playoffs
right.
yet. All Baldy does is an Eagles homer, and we like Baldy.
Correct.
Is jock Jalen Hurts. He hasn't made the playoffs. He called Jalen Hurts the next Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson.
Didn't they make the playoffs last year?
Hurts made the playoffs last year.
Okay, right. But he's played one playoff. I mean, how many playoff snaps has he taken?
Well, it was one game. And
he's only been around for 2 years.
Yeah, it's
hard
year.
To kill. The QBs have only been in the league 2 years.
All right.
And
well,
Wentz has been in
Justin
six.
Herbert. You focus on Herbert.
Yeah, Herbert's put up
probably,
numbers.
You're gonna have a tough time finding him not in the top four quarterbacks on any list anywhere. And he's taken zero postseason
snaps. Well, that's true. This is a big year for him. It's a big year. I mean, he's obviously they're not going to get rid of him, but if you're going to put up huge numbers like Herbert has in the last 2 years, if he does it again, they don't make the playoffs. Yeah, it's kind of a head scratcher.
Hey, our boy Grant Paulson's on the line. You calling in to us?
I don't know.
GP?
Let's go to him. Let's go to Jeeps.
Jeeps.
Trav's going to talk to him first. By the way, while we're getting Grant up, I do have the list of the teams that have churned through the most quarterbacks. It's on CBSSports.com right now. The top five are the Texans. This is from 2011 to 2021.
Okay.
Texans, 10 quarterbacks. The Browns, 10 quarterbacks. The Bears, also 10 quarterbacks. The Commanders come in at fourth with nine, as you mentioned.
Nine starters?
Nine different quarterbacks have played the position for the Commanders.
Since when?
Since 2011.
Incorrect. There's been nine in the last since 2018 or 2019.
Okay, well, they had stability before that because they had Kirk. So
all right, hold on. But if you're just doing starting quarterbacks, RG3 was in there, Rex Grossman was in there, John Beck was in there, Cousins was in there.
Right.
So you have to add those four guys. So since 2011, they've had like 13 or 14 starting quarterbacks.
Well, you'd have to take that up with
CBSSports.com. Maybe CBS, maybe they're not even considering Ryan Fitzpatrick, who played one.
Right.
Garrett Gilbert, who was a fill-in, played one.
Here's who they have listed. They have Cousins.
Colt McCoy played one.
Cousins with 57 starts. Griffin, 35. Alex Smith, 16. Mm-hmm. Heinicke, 15. Grossman, 13. Dwayne Haskins, 13. Keenum with 8. Colt McCoy, 7. Kyle Allen, 4.
Yeah, but they're missing Josh Johnson, who started three games. They're missing
Garrett Gilbert.
They're missing Mark Sanchez. There might be 15.
Yeah, that's terrible research by who did that on CBS.
Now maybe they've excluded.
Maybe they exclude
certain quarterbacks, or like you had to reach a certain threshold. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd have to go back, but it's probably closer to 15.
But the common thread is all the teams listed at the top are teams that are miles away from the playoffs. The Texans, right. The Browns, even though the Browns made it a couple years ago, the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't the Bears squeak into the playoffs a couple years ago and lose to the Saints?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you can squeak in
with 2 Mitch, years
but
ago.
You
with
need
Mitch.
To land a franchise quarterback. We've right. known that. They're hoping that Carson Wentz is the guy.
But I also threw this out there last week when we were talking about all the criticism that Carson Wentz has had, you know, mainly from just not necessarily the fans, but just the sports media. How does he respond to that? Because everyone's questioning.
He's got to produce
his emotions mm-hmm. and whether he can get something done in a big moment. How does he stand up to that? So how does he react to all the negativity you've heard so far in this offseason?
Well, hopefully he's matured.
Because it's been 90% negative.
Right. I mean, like, we heard multiple reports that he was pouting about Nick Foles leading the team to the Super Bowl in the wake of his injury, that he wasn't the best teammate. Hopefully that's just a byproduct of him being young, immature. He's on his third team since then. Hopefully he realizes his chances are running out. He has to produce on the field, or else he's going to be a career backup for the next 10 years.
Yes, correct. So that's the big question with Carson Wentz. How does he respond to it? Does he play okay? 25 touchdowns, 12 picks, and they miss the playoffs? Does he play poor? 18 touchdowns, 14 picks, obviously miss the playoffs? Or does he play really well? 29 touchdowns, 10 picks, they win 10 or 11 games.
Can't give him 30? Can't have him nudge against 30?
I'm not going to give him 30. Because they're going to want to run the ball a little bit too.
We're going to be overanalyzing his days in camp.
Oh, of course we are.
The preseason throws, which he'll probably have 15 attempts in the entire preseason.
Right. Won't have a lot. Though you do want him to, develop a chemistry with the guys, and if he hasn't done it fully in training camp, he should see some reps in the preseason games.
Yeah, but you know how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to start, you know, for more than a half in any of the games.
I mean, when your boy Fitz was healthy, he didn't get hardly any reps in the preseason.
Got very few. I miss the days of Fitz.
All right, so Kate,
you can watch him on Amazon.
Just clarifying, since 2001, if you're going to count the Garrett Gilberts and the Mark Sanchez's and the Josh Johnsons who were just, you know, spot starters, Wentz is the 16th different starting quarterback since 2001. 16.
So 16 in a span of 20 plus years, 21 years.
No, 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. Since 2011.
So, okay, 2011. I thought you said 2001.
No, because that's what CBS Sports Line is.
Even since 2001, that would be a lot of turnover. But in 10 years.
Oh, since 2001, it's been about 40.
You can't string together double-digit win seasons if all you're doing is constantly changing your quarterbacks.
I mean, think about this. Since 2011, they only had three seasons where they had one quarterback for the entire year that started all 16 games.
Right.
That was 15, 16, 17, all with Kirk.
Yep.
Every other year since 2011, they've had multiple starting quarterbacks. Now, we'll see about this year.
Right.
I mean, are you going to see Taylor? I said, yeah, you're probably going to see Taylor a couple games. I don't know if it'll be because of poor performance on Carson's part, but, you know, he could get dinged up for a couple games.
If you see Taylor for more than, I would say, three games this season, is going south quickly.
Correct.
You need to see Carson Wentz starting 15 or 16 plus games for the Commanders to have any shot at a postseason berth.
Yes.
You would think.
That's why they're paying him the $28 million.
Yep. If you want to weigh in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines on the Brian Baldinger quotes on Carson Wentz, you're welcome to do so. 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor listener lines. We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I'm spitballing with Drab during the break because he's going to Disney / Universal in August, and I just returned. So he's asking me questions, pointers, how do you schedule your day? What's fun about it? Because everything that seems to be coming out of my mouth is complaining about the trip, which is not the case. I had a really good time. Now, I will point
Cakes out, Bickle.
I will point out that if we go back to Disney, I will spring for a better hotel because the hotel we were in is like their lowest cost offer.
Okay.
And the way I look at that is, why would I pay a lot for a hotel when we're
Barely there.
Only in the hotel to sleep.
Right.
For the most part.
Right.
Like you're spending all day in the parks. You come back, you flop down at the end of the night, you wake up, you rinse, repeat, you do it, you know, the next park the next
day.
Was
the bed comfortable?
The bed was surprisingly comfortable, but it was small. I'm telling you, like, they were
double beds.
They were full beds. There were two full beds. Not even queens. Two full beds.
That is a dagger.
So my daughter and my son are sleeping in the same bed together, and it's not even a queen size. It's a full size number.
Right.
But they were fine with it.
I call them double beds.
They were along for the ride. They didn't care. They weren't paying for anything, so they're not going to complain about it. But if I do go back, I am going to spring for a better hotel. Like, because it was small. It was just small and kind of cramped, especially for four people.
Bathroom
in one
was
room.
Probably really small.
Bathroom was tiny.
Yep. TV like, nubs.
Like when you open the bathroom door, it barely cleared the toilet.
Right.
like there was, you know, it's that small.
I've been
like,
in those.
And Drab's laughing, but he's going to be staying in one of those in like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Because he's staying, the way Disney does their lower tier hotels is, I stayed at the All-Star Sports Resort. Drab is staying at the Pop Century. Oh, we have a music theme resort. The theme of those resorts is budget. Small.
What do you get in the All-Star Sports Resort? What else is going on there? What are the sports?
No, it's just the theme of like the
so the decor.
What are,
yeah,
so
give me the decor.
Well, you have like sports pennants of all the college teams. Like as you walk in, it's like Razorbacks, Falls, Terrapins. Like,
they have a race car
Seminoles.
Bed.
Did they have a what?
A race car bed.
Did not have a race car bed that I could see. But the again, smallest bed I've ever slept in.
You started your days off really early. You said, yeah. I think you said you went to Disney one day at 7 in the morning.
Yes, because you have to get in
line. I didn't
line.
Even know they open that
JP,
early.
JP, you have to get in line for the Avatar ride super early. You're going to be waiting for three hours.
But I thought you
hours.
Had cut in line passes.
They only work in certain spots in Disney. It's a whole thing.
It sounds like really? A big old scam.
You have to basically plan out your day on your phone.
So wait a second. You get there at 7. What time does the park open?
8. Hmm.
So you're sitting there for an hour.
Yeah.
To get on the Avatar ride, which
correct.
I'm going to guess last 2 minutes. How long was the line for Avatar?
Because you got there early. Because you got there
were
early.
Were you the first on the roller coaster?
Probably like a 15-minute wait.
Did you have to run to the actual ride, or do some people run to the ride?
They won't let you run. You have to fast walk like you're in the Olympics.
That's hilarious.
You got to just get there.
So is that what everybody's doing?
Right. Yes.
Everybody there early was lined up for Avatar.
Correct. Because if you don't,
nobody else was like, I'm going to get there early to do the log flume.
Nobody gets
there if early. They have a log flume.
I mean, nobody gets there early to do the Kilimanjaro Safari, JP. Everybody's there early to do the Avatar ride because they know the line is going to be 3 miles long if you don't do it early.
Is that roller coaster still going, Mount Kilimanjaro?
Don't believe so. I think you might be conflating your theme parks.
So Pandora, which is the Avatar ride, right?
Yes, correct.
Is better than the Star Wars ride? It's more in demand?
They're both in high demand.
Are they both roller coasters?
The Avatar ride is not a roller. Neither one's a roller coaster.
They're experiences.
Well done, Drab. Yeah. You nailed it. You crushed it. You're a Disney expert already. Yeah. Look at you.
Wow. Cakes, this All-Star Sports Resort, it looks like a Florida highway motel.
That's what I'm saying.
It looks like something Eileen Wuornos stayed at when she slaughtered those bodies.
The next time I do Disney, I'm going to either stay in like the Grand Floridian or I'm going to stay in the Contemporary Hotel where the monorail goes right through the hotel. That's what I'm doing.
If Odyssey stock was doing better, would you have stepped it up?
Odyssey stock. Don't bring up the sore point. Don't trigger me, JP.
I just want to know why you're a skinflint on the actual place you're staying,
accommodations
versus the stupid cut in line passes.
Here's why. Because we were spending very little time in the hotel. Like literally 10% of our time
I could
in
see
the hotel.
That. I could
10%
see that.
Of your time, you get to sleep.
Okay, sleep. And you know, sleep. When I'm fully asleep, I don't realize the nubbiness that's surrounding me. I'm asleep.
But you know what I mean? Obviously didn't check to see how big the... When you went on and made your reservations, did it say?
I didn't check, but I knew it was nubs.
You got to see queen beds at the very least.
Also, you're getting it with all your Disney points. So obviously, they're not going to use the high dollar accommodations when they're giving it out for free.
Right, but I could have put them towards something higher end.
A better room.
But then I would have been coming out, you know, more out of pocket. It might not have covered the whole thing.
Did you know the size of the bed beforehand?
I did.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to the Atlantis, yeah. And Jason would probably Joan, but it wasn't available. The Cove was sold out. He always goes stays at the Cove.
Cove so is their nicest hotel.
I don't even know which one we're staying at.
Right.
There's different locations. And Kelsey, who's the biggest proponent of pushing the trip, she was like, it doesn't matter. She employed the Cakes model of argument. She's like, we're barely going to be in the room. There's so much to do at the Atlantis. Who cares?
So much
if we're in the Cove
spend.
Or whatever. So the Cove was sold out anyway.
Right. You probably wouldn't have spent what you had to spend.
I will
at the
tell
Cove.
You that the rooms that I reserved at the Royal or whichever section is, I don't even remember
there's
what section
beach,
is.
The beach, the Coral, the Royal, the Cove.
One of them is adult only, so it's not that one.
That's the Cove.
Okay. Doesn't even matter.
Well, hold on. The Cove is not adult only in the hotel. The pool is adult only.
Okay.
But they do have another pool next to it that is kid friendly.
Anyway, point is, when I booked it, it says one of the rooms has a king-size bed. It says king-size. Mm-hmm. The other room has two queen-size beds.
I was so desperate for a queen-size bed. Beds were so tiny.
Was there
so
room
small.
For your nubby ventilator, whatever the hell you call it?
My sleep machine?
Yes.
No, I left that back. I'm not bringing that with me. If I die on the trip, I die.
I'm not convinced that Cakes even has apnea. Like, at one point, he was kind of diagnosed with apnea, but then if I recall, he had to go in and have like a checkup, which he never got.
He may have kicked apnea. That was like 10 years ago.
Because he was heavier. He may have kicked apnea. and he's still using the stupid machine.
Do you bring the machine to MGM when you go?
Nope.
Oh. See, and he's still fine.
And you're fine. You sleep fine.
I'm good.
But at home, you use it.
He's in such a box that he's doing it. It's like it's as if he was a cancer patient who legitimately needed chemo.
Hey, don't put that on me. Don't put that out in the world.
He has chemo. He's cured of all cancer. They've looked at him. Yeah. And he's like, oh, just keep doing chemo.
Yeah, maybe I should go for a follow-up 10 years after I'm due.
Now, you may still have apnea, and it may be beneficial. But there's a chance it's doing nothing for you and you don't have it.
That's true.
Because when you go next week, when you go hang out with Rahm and Farley.
Next week, that's tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
First Wednesday of the month.
That's correct.
You're not bringing your stupid sleep machine with you.
No, he doesn't.
You're correct.
I'm just a big hotel guy. Even if I'm only going to just be sleeping there,
right.
I need it to be nice and comfortable.
Right.
I need a nice hotel, restaurant, / bar. I need that. I need a big bathroom.
Well, I can tell you.
This, you got none of that.
Where I stayed, barely had a bar of soap, let alone a bar.
Okay, go to those little,
I'm not surprised.
Those little mini ones. Yeah. Little mini white ones.
Tiny little number. Just knobs.
You couldn't have done that for a full week.
Drab, I'm telling you, when you see the accommodations, you're at least you're braced for it. You know what to be in for.
Well, camp
don't
is
expect
bad.
Much.
Did it have air conditioning?
Had air conditioning,
okay.
Yes, of course.
Because you're dealing with heat.
Oh,
when I went to Italy, and again, this is my oldest who was driving the bus. She wanted to go to Cinque Terre.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful location. She set it up via Airbnb. We go, we take the train there, mm-hmm. Then you got to go down, then you got to go up, all these steps to go to the room. And again, her argument was, we're barely going to be staying there.
Right.
But I didn't know it had no air conditioning.
Oh, that's a pretty big one.
All right, the combination sucked, but the worst part was no AC.
Yeah, you definitely need that.
Oh,
it's a must.
That's brutal.
Couldn't wait to leave Cinque Terre.
Yeah, that's such brutal.
Had so much gelato at night just to offset the heat because it was high heat season.
Right.
It was in the 90s.
And, Drab, I cannot stress this next point enough. This,
okay.
This has nothing to do with the hotels or the lodging. If you pack anything other than all moisture-wicking shirts, if you pack like that tie-dye cotton that you're wearing...
Well, I don't sweat, so I don't really worry about it.
You don't... Oh,
I don't like moisture-wicking.
Oh, he doesn't sweat? You know
is
what?
He going to sweat in Florida
you know
in August?
You think you're not going to sweat in Orlando?
Compared to the average human, my pores are sealed.
Okay, well, that may be... You know what, then? Pack all the cotton shirts. Pack all the cotton golf shirts that you want.
It's 79 degrees in this room right now. I'm perfectly comfortable.
Okay.
Well, 95, you know a
what?
Little different.
You know what? I hope he disregards my advice.
Okay,
well,
he will. Boys behind the glass.
My advice.
He will.
They were dying to see all of your social media content to Joan on you.
Yeah.
I'm going to flip it and ask you, what do you think is something that you did that was embarrassing, but you were afraid to post because of those monsters?
Ooh, embarrassing, but I didn't post it.
Because you... posted, I guess, a video
wearing the Winnie
Mickey
the Pooh
ears.
Hat or whatever
Winnie
it was.
The Pooh,
it's
or
kind
was
of
it Mickey? What were you wearing?
No, they were Winnie the Pooh themed Mickey Mouse ears
okay. That
I borrowed from my daughter for my video shoot in front of Space Mountain.
Because he wanted a tent, he wanted ADs.
Yeah,
that's
course.
Exactly what it was.
Of course. I mean, you always need ADs.
What else was embarrassing?
Let's see. Besides the hotel room.
Why is JP above Joning on cakes?
No, like, I'm just wondering.
Like he wasn't snickering when he saw cakes in his Winnie the Pooh thing.
I didn't even see it till you
alerted
us.
Yeah, but I'm doing
us.
A bit. Yeah, I'm not walking around the park wearing them. But it, like, if I wanted to, nobody there would goof on me for wearing Mickey Mouse ears. Because hello, 90% of the people walking around in the parks are wearing Mickey Mouse ears.
Is it really the happiest place on earth?
So all the dads were wearing
the
them.
Happiest place on earth. I said 90%.
All right, so a lot of dads were wearing them.
Sure.
All right.
A lot of dad Disney nerds wearing them.
Did you get an autograph book and get like a stormtrooper to sign it?
I mean, come on. I'm not going to kill
anyone. Did you sneak food in?
Did I sneak food in? I've definitely brought some drinks in because you're allowed to.
You are.
Yeah, they allow you to bring in like snacks and water like in a backpack.
No cocktails, though.
No, I wasn't sneaking in flasks or anything or
what were the what
sodas.
Were the meals like each night?
We had like table service meals two of the nights.
Mm-hmm.
Food was actually pretty good.
And that was at the hotel? or the resort?
No, this is in the parks.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Like booked
dinners. So you ate dinner in the parks.
Correct.
And then you would
I don't even know if the hotel has a restaurant. I don't think it has a restaurant.
Probably not.
I don't think it does.
So you'd have to eat at the parks, and then you get back to the hotel at
10 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock.
Go right to bed.
Drink some water, go to bed.
Take a shower. You got to take a shower.
Got to take a shower.
And then you just get up and do the same thing the next day.
Hey, do you know Drab is over here trying to see if he can get his hands on cutting line passes from, like, junkies listeners?
He's
asking if we have a Disney hookup.
I want to see how far the junkies brand travels and if there's anyone who works at Disney who can help Drab out.
Sure.
I don't hate the hustle.
Because my brother's already telling me no for the cut in line passes. I'm DMing him this morning.
He doesn't want to do it?
Well, he's saving all his money for the lightsaber expedition.
His brother's buying a lightsaber?
The parting shot I heard when I came back into the studio was, Drab's brother has a lightsaber budget for the trip.
He's like, joining some workshop or something. Build your own lightsaber.
Kicks, did you buy any souvenirs for yourself?
I did not.
The kids?
The kids.
Just the ears?
Yeah, just the Disney ears. Like, they're I mean, my kids are 18 and 20. They're past the point of wanting, like, every little tchotchke when you come out of the ride. But by the way, that is the genius of...
You didn't find, like, a little license plate that said, John?
I did not. The genius of Disney and other theme parks is in the last, I want to say, 15-ish years. They dump you out of the ride.
Oh, the ride
straight,
pictures.
No, not only that. They dump you straight out of the ride into, like, the merch store that corresponds with the ride. So you get out of Pirates of the Caribbean, you step into a store with a billion, you know, Johnny Depp masks and beards, so you can look like Jack Sparrow.
Was that ride extra hot now after the trial?
Pirates?
Yeah.
Some of the wait times I saw were like 40, 45 minutes, but some of the other wait times were like 90 minutes. So not as hot as you would think.
Cakes, how was the butter beer? Because I got to be honest, I was parched looking at those photos. It looked extra frosty.
The butter beer you're speaking of, that is the drink of choice for Harry Potter nerds at Universal.
It looks silly. You're joning, but it looked silly.
It looked, for me personally, it looks better than it tastes because I believe it's a mix of like cream soda and butterscotch.
There's no alcohol in it?
You can get it with alcohol in it, but I chose the unleaded versions for my kids who are not of age. Mm-hmm. I had a sip. Not that crazy about it. Not a big butterbeer guy.
It's a Harry Potter thing?
Were all the rubes drinking them?
Yeah, but you know what?
What do they charge for those?
There's a line 200 feet long of people just waiting to give them their money for butterbeer.
Did you play Quidditch?
$8.
I was going to say, this is probably a stupid question, but when you get your day pass, does that cover the food and drink? But obviously it doesn't. No. That's a stupid question.
No, all right, stupid question.
When you go to the Cove, do they cover the food?
Yeah. No, you just charge it. Yeah. I didn't know how that worked.
Right. So I hope some of these pointers are helping out Drab T-shirt, and hopefully some of the listeners can give him some Disney hookups for his
trip.
He's
grasping.
In about 5 weeks or so.
He's grasping.
Junks are big with carnies.
It's supposed to be the happiest place on earth.
It is, yeah.
And all you're doing is giving me things which are making me sick. Because I'll probably go next year. Like I said, Isabella's going to be 6.
Yeah.
Probably should bring her, and you're giving me nothing to look forward
to. No, I'm just telling you, don't book the All-Star Sports Resort, unless you like living in a cracker
box. I'm going to go to Universal Studios.
Yeah. It
just sounds like a regular theme park. Sounds like King's Dominion.
Pretty much. But there's two of
them. But the hotel,
King's Dominion is much cheaper.
The hotel he's going to be at is going to be very similar to the one you were at.
Yeah.
Very small and cheap.
Yeah. Very small and budget conscious.
Small beds.
Right. Right. Mm. See if you can get a hook from some of the listeners.
Are you there? You're not there for a full week, right? You're just there for 2-3 days?
3 days.
All right. That's probably perfect.
All right. When we come back, we're going to tell you why it might have been difficult for Valdez to get his car out of the Homewood Suites on Friday. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, before we get to Valdez's parking trials and tribulations at the Homewood Suites, let's go out to Mark on the MGM National Harbor listener lines in Winchester. Mark, you're on with the Jets.
Yeah, hello.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, Mark.
Well, I just wanted to mention I spent all of last week at Disney World. I heard you guys kidding Cakes about the buildup to it and knew I was about to do the same thing. My wife's an expert at this Disney stuff, and we had, all the right moves. The hotel is the secret. You know, you have to have a great hotel experience. And we stayed at the Hilton Bonnet Creek. It's a Signia hotel on the Disney property. And coming back to a Hilton with two queen beds and a big pool with a lazy river, helps offset the crowds and the heat. And then she also used all of the...
Are you calling just to brag?
Yeah.
The combinations were...
Sick brag, bro.
But I just wanted to say, yeah, there's a way to do it, and my wife's got it.
We understand. Cakes, you know, so
but Cakes is not married to your wife. That's the problem.
Give some pointers. Besides having a lot of money,
yeah. Give Drab pointers. Let's stop coming off the top rope and doing this, boy. Cakes.
How can you do Disney on a budget?
Yeah, well, she also used all of those lightning lanes to.
All right. Do you think he's a motivational speaker, Cakes?
Probably not. Probably not.
So Friday, I left, recorded no spots at the end of the show, and left.
Right. Yes. You left quicker than usual.
You mean to hang around for an hour?
I did not. And
talk to everybody in the station.
I was walking up half street, and one of the guys came up to me, one of the valets came up to me and goes, hey, who's the guy you work with, the kind of big guy?
Yeah, he said the same thing.
I was like, Matt.
Big guy.
Yeah,
right.
I was like, why?
He goes, big fella.
He goes, look at his car.
Oh, no.
I went out there and looked at it. It was a Volkswagen Passat.
Yeah.
A gray one, silver one.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a boot.
Yeah, a silly Max boot.
On the front driver's seat. Tire.
And that is a disaster.
And I called up, or I texted Drabby. I said, Drabby, because I didn't want to call Matt. Because if it was his car and I told him that, he would have been pissed off. I didn't want to even go there.
I sent him a picture. He never responded back.
My phone lost battery.
Okay. Oh. So I texted Drabby. I said, what kind of car? Whammy. What kind of car does Valdez drive? Passat?
Right.
I was like, well, he's going to be salty when he comes out to pick his car up.
By the way.
And Drabby goes, why? I go, you'll see.
Anytime I walk around here getting to my car and I see somebody with a boot on the car, every time I just think, poor bastard.
Right. Well, this was okay, but this is what I was worried about. So I saw the boot, and I was talking to valets, and I said, "What happened?" Because the valets that were there were not the guys who were there when we parked the cars.
Right?
That was new.
Right.
New is the one who worked that morning, and I think he gets off at 7 a.m.
Very confused. That his name is New. Yeah, new guy.
New
guy.
N-U, not N-E-W.
Right.
But so he's gone. So the other guys come up and. And I said, what happened? He goes, I don't know, man. I don't know. I have
what
no idea.
Happened?
Like, how can they boot a car right in front of the Homewood Suites where those are for valet spots?
Right.
He goes, I don't know. I said, all right. So that's when I text Drabby. So this morning, I dropped my car off, and Kenny, hop along Kenny. I told him about it. He goes, I didn't hear about it. But he said, I bet you he had a bunch of outstanding tickets, because what the city does is they'll come around and they'll scan your tag, and if you have outstanding tickets, either speeding or parking tickets, they'll boot your ass.
Kenny's probably just mad the Nats have lost 12-13 to the Marlins.
Right. And I said, well, hopefully that's the case, because I don't want to just park my car out there and throw my keys to him and then I get booted one morning.
I had so I found out when I read the thing on my car. Mm-hmm. That I had a red light camera ticket.
This is Matt Valdez.
Right. And it was over 60 days delinquent.
Okay.
Which means they will boot your car up if you do that. But I had no idea that I had that. I don't remember getting anything. I don't remember getting anything in the mail or I may have tossed it by accident.
How long did it take to resolve the issue? That's what I.
Well,
just
he was
thought.
Also supposed to play golf.
Supposed to play golf.
His tee time, I'm guessing, was noonish.
It was at 12:30. I didn't get out of the city until about 12:30.
Hey, get to Potomac Shores with a boot on Passat.
The boots rolling down 95 to Potomac Shores. But I think so. I had to call. All right. I called them and I explained what was going on, and that's what they said. Go on the website and you'll see it. So I go on the website. I see that it's some red light camera, and it was a $75 ticket.
Okay.
But it's compounded to another $75 because it doubled.
Late fee.
The late fee doubled. Probably. And then it was another $75 for a boot fee.
Jesus. So it cost you $225.
Yeah. So I paid the $225.
And you missed five holes of golf.
And so I paid the $225, but the problem is, and I paid it like right away once I found out. But they don't come and take the boot off until after 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Apparently, the whatever it is, they can't do it before noon. And I don't understand. I don't understand the reasoning behind that. And so I was sitting around waiting at Homewood. Walking around
Here's why.
To wait until some person came at 12:30 to take my boot off.
When did you find out the boot was on the tire? Because Drabby didn't know because I didn't tell him.
No. So Drab says, I think they effed up your car.
Right.
Drab was blaming the valet.
Right.
Figures that
I didn't tell him. I just said, just wait and see.
That it got into some huge collision or something.
Yeah, right. You never want Jason to break bad news to you. I mean,
want him to call.
Did he have glee?
No, it was very confusing. Like, why didn't he tell me? He said,
I don't know. I just wanted you to come up and see it.
Yeah, it made no sense. Hey, what kind of car does Valdez drive?
Right.
I said, Passat. He goes, oh, he's going to be salty.
Right.
I said, what happened? And he goes, you'll see.
I thought I was actually relieved that there was a boot on the car.
Right.
Because I thought
because you thought of something different.
Yeah, I thought the car was in a billion pieces.
Right.
Now, I will say this.
That was my cliffhanger. My cliffhanger was, you'll see.
Yeah, why are you better at text teases than you are radio teases?
I love the service we get from the valets at Homewood Suites. They do a great job.
Yes.
But hop along, Kenny gets into your car, and he treats it like he's on pole position at Talladega. Like, he floors that thing. Like, he doesn't mess around.
I'm just glad he actually gets in there.
Does he smoke?
I don't know. No
Couldn't
idea.
Tell you.
No.
Some of the guys there smoke.
I'll pick up the car. I'm like, definitely smoking a cig from the parking garage to the space.
I don't know if they're smoking is regular Marlboro Lights.
Might be some wacky tobacco.
anyway, that was just pretty funny.
It was an expensive week for my car. So I had,
expensive.
I paid the ticket, and then also I had to do $1,200 worth of brake work on it this past week. So.
Car is killing you.
I know.
Anyway, so that was how his weekend started.
I had a little parking
pretty fun
kind of thing today because the cars were already double parked, and I double parked my car, and the valets take care of it. I guess there's been a shortage of spaces, mm-hmm. and I was ready to leave, and then a girl came out of her car, and she's like, you're blocking me.
Right.
So I had to back up, let her car get out of there, and I saw her give a gentle tap to the car that she was backing up to.
Oh, I'm sure it happens all the time.
But, I mean, it's 10 of 6. What am I going to do? Stop?
No.
Hey, you can't leave. You just gave that car a love tap.
You're going to walk to work. That's what I did. That's going to be your move. I think I've got a 3 or 4 day streak of parking directly next to the fire hydrant. Tilts me.
I could have. I chose not to do fire hydrant.
It's kind of what I do.
I chose double park.
It's kind of my move.
Well, I found out why there's so many. Yeah, we got to go. Yeah. There's a reason why there's so many cars.
Right. Absolutely.
That's my radio
tease.
Right,
we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.